All right, there we go. We're recording.
Oh, perfect. Does anybody other than me want to run this meeting?
No.
No.
Okay.
We delegate you.
All right, thank you. All right, then. I call the meeting to order at 20 minutes till 8. 20 minutes till 7.
March 26, 2019.
Thank you. Okay, roll call. Craig Thomas, missing. Nathan Bean, excused. John Kellogg.
Here.
Thank you. Robin Holcomb.
Here.
Julie Foster. Here. And Don White here, because he's no longer working at Selway, because Selway doesn't exist, asked to be removed from the board. And Rick Bean is here, and he's going to be talking about the improvements for the storm drain system over near BE Forest Products. So he is, at the moment, our guest. All right.
But interested on joining the board.
Yes. Which is lovely.
Which needs a blessing from council?
I'm not sure how
yes.
it works.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll need a fill-in application. The application, the mayor will bring it to our attention that he's asking for us to approve you on the board.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Do we have any unfinished business?
Not that I'm aware of.
The awareness project is still...
Are you on the industrial district?
Yeah. I'm sorry. And I was just wondering what efforts are being made to reach out to potential occupants of the district. Is that something that's just an ongoing thing?
Are you looking at some place that has that?
Promote opportunities for
yeah.
others.
Okay.
Outside.
I just was thinking about yeah. the sign and wondering if I had left that there. Well, we haven't, and the reason was because there was this long slate of folks that were going to try to talk to Dean Vance, and we all did try, and we were not successful in that communication.
Dean wouldn't talk to you?
I don't think it's that he's like, hey, I'm not going to talk to you, but I think there were just things going on with his family, and we couldn't get through. I mean, we would still love to get through, because he has the only land that's actually developable, and his initial intent when this was created was, you know, he was happy that that water and sewer, I mean, that's why he wanted to participate, you know, but time has gone by, and I think things have changed, at least that's what I'm told for him. But if somebody could connect and get him and Ramona to want to sit down with us, we'd love to, you know, put up a sign.
I got a pretty good relationship with him. So.
Yeah, that would be great.
But I guess he felt there's no urgency that he feels to...
No, I'd just say you guys like to sit down and talk with him about developing that property with him.
Right. Yeah. We used to have in the budget, which you could see I took out like the sign and stuff, because there's no sense putting up a sign that says there's some land here to do anything with if there isn't. And we couldn't get that answer.
Yep. Right. Okay.
So I just kind of moved off of that and there really aren't any projects. The projects that, you know, the project of awareness that John is asking about was in last year's, you know, work plan. This year's work plan, I mean, this is a draft, so we can move things back in or whatever you all have in mind, but the only thing that I have in there is the storm drain repair. that Rick submitted on behalf of me for it.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about that now?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure everybody here knows the history of that ground over there. It's got an extremely high water table. And I don't know who or when the sumps were put in. We have two that come off of East Side Highway in front of our building and one around the back. We put two new ones in and they work great.
Where are those?
In the front of our building.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where our building is?
Yeah. Right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got two sumps in front there. And okay. Then we've got one around back. But these two in front are the biggest problem. I mean, technology, number one, is a whole lot better than it was. Those type that were built there were done the old style way, so they've been probably 20 years anyway, where you dig a hole 6 feet deep, fill it half full of gravel, and then they put in a concrete pipe, a solid piece of concrete pipe that's 3 feet long, 2 foot around, and then there's a grate that fits on top.
Oh, so it wasn't a regular sump then, it was just a pipe in the ground.
And that's the problem.
Okay.
Because of the high groundwater, the water can't go, when it goes down there, it can't go nowhere because it's got to go down 3 feet to start draining. Mm-hmm. Well, 3 feet down is water table and high, you know.
Yeah.
And so what happens is we get these big lakes that literally go in the doors of the gym.
How long ago did you put those in?
We didn't.
Oh,
I don't.
Okay.
They've been in, I don't know. They've been here as long as I've known Jim.
Okay.
And I met Jim in 2007, so they were in then. And I don't know who did it. I don't know the history of them.
Because I just looked at those, and I looked at, I couldn't see one because it was under a car in front of the. But look at the other, and there's silts filled it in up to about 3 feet down. It
looks. And like. We pump them. We probably pumped them both six times last year.
Okay.
Because when they get full like that and the lake starts, it's not going nowhere. So we call Browns, they come out, pump them, make sure all the silt's out of them. But it just doesn't matter. They just fill back up.
So for the two front ones, somebody put those in maybe, what, 10, 15 years ago?
Well,
or who knows?
Well, I've known Jim 12 years now, and they were in then.
Okay.
So they were before then sometime. And I don't know why. They didn't use a cone that's slotted because the new ones, you know, the slots start about that far below the surface.
Yeah.
So if they get that full, it starts going out, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I say, we put in two on the east side of the building here in the last year or so.
Okay.
We built ours that are 12 by 12
mm-hmm.
and they're 6 feet deep, full of crushed rock. And in fact, we've taken, because the rain on coming off that building used to be the biggest problem. You know, there was no gutter, so it hit the parking lot. It all sloped toward the drain, of course. Drain couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
So we guttered the thing, downspouted it right to our drain. So now we're picking up all the water on the roof, but it's still not, it's helping, but it's not
getting it all.
It's helping only a little bit. Like I said, the water gets so bad, it'll run in the door of the gym and our office.
But, and that's facing East Side Highway? Or?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, right.
And that's why when we were talking together at BE was that, you know, somewhat of a public safety issue, which enables this group to consider it, because we can't do.
Well, in the winter, we have to get there early and we have to get salt out there for the gym because, like I say, they won't drain. They just create a lake, which creates an ice pond.
But then there's chaos in the parking, and then that leaks out onto the East Side Highway. You know, it's already dangerous getting from their parking onto East Side Highway when you're trying to.
I don't know if whoever built them didn't realize there's a high water situation in that whole area.
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know the history on them. But
a couple of ideas. The one that I saw right in front of the gym, which was under a car at the time, and I didn't look closely, but it isn't sloped. The ground from the door to the sump isn't sloped a whole lot.
No, but it's plenty. because it will go, you know, like when we just get rain or, you know, normal rain, we have no water puddling by the door. It'll run to the sump. They couldn't really do it any lower out there. I mean, if you really look, I mean, especially to the east and right there to the south.
Without making a hole in the ground.
Well, there's already a decent hole. I mean, you have to be careful driving your car in there because it's put it in. They put it in too close to the sidewalk, in my opinion, because it slopes off.
Sidewalk in front of the building.
Yeah, I mean, that corner of the building is where it comes off of, and it it can't be more than 10 feet out from the building, if that. And so it's right there at the sump. It's terrible sloped, you know. So,
when you replace it, would you replace it further away from the building?
We can go a little bit more, and we'll get. But in order to maintain slope from the door of the of the gym, and still coming off of the, you know, we're going to have to cut a pretty good sized asphalt to dig the hole. So we'll try to reshape that a little bit so it doesn't fall quite so bad.
Yeah.
But I'd like to move it out at least a couple more feet.
What about overflow then? I mean, we got to, like this winter, we got inundated with snow and everything and ice, and so the sump is probably not going to work anyway when, in the middle of winter when there's snow and ice and everything.
Sumps work just fine in the winter.
What about overflow from that toward the, like the railroad track, in the event that
that's pretty difficult for the one reason, the fact that that ground, you know, it's got a pretty good step down there. In fact, there's three steps on that sidewalk. Yeah, three steps. if we was to do anything, like I said, we're taking all that. Do you know where that orange trailer is sitting, or that orange shed is sitting? That steel shed on the west, on the east side of the building. It's probably 20 feet north of that sump.
North of the second sump or the first sump?
The one right there, Jim.
Okay.
Okay. Down the east side, this is the east side of the building. That sump sits right here. Then we've got the cabinet guy has a steel storage shed right here. And we built our sump down here. Well, all this concrete here and all this water coming off that roof runs to this sump.
Okay.
And we never once had any issue with water here this year. If you wanted an overflow, the best thing to do would be to cut a ditch and run a pipe from the sump up here to this sump back here. So if this one overflowed, it would fill into here. Because like I say, we've dumped tons of water. Even in the winter, this sump back here worked just fine. If a sump's not holding water...
That sump up there. No, this is just the upper one that's covered with snow.
But you see, that's okay when they're open like that. As long as it's as long as there's not standing water in it to freeze, which if a sump's working properly, there won't be. Water will still go in there.
But it had no volume, though. It's only like
deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we never had any standing water in our other one.
Okay.
How deep are these going to be?
How deep? Overall, they'll be down about 8 feet. And then we'll fill them with 3-inch rock.
For a couple of feet or so? Or
up to 2 feet within the top. Up to that last slot in the cone itself. Because what you want is you want big enough rock that the water will dissipate in it.
Yeah.
And not so big that it creates voids when you're backfilling, so that you don't get, you don't get settling. So we typically will use 3-inch rock.
The upper one is surrounded by dirt and gravel driveway.
When you say the upper one, what do you...
Well, the one toward the east, toward the first one here that was covered in ice.
It's all asphalt.
Really?
Yeah, there's no dirt.
Okay.
Neither of them have dirt around them. They're both asphalted.
Okay. Didn't realize that. I thought... that the lower one that was under a car at the time, you can see the asphalt around that, but I thought the upper one. So there's asphalt all across that parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You get to the red shed, it's concrete, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's
yeah.
down to where we put the new one in, it's all concrete.
Okay. Okay. The reason I was concerned was that if you gravel them up to fill most of the, or I mean up to a couple of feet from the surface, then if there's a lot of silt that's going to come off the driveway.
Well, what they do anyway. Is it's like a cloth, but it's heavy duty,
right.
and it's designed
yeah.
for that.
To filter, yeah.
What you do is you bring your gravel up to where you're going to set your sump,
mm-hmm.
and then you go in there and you put cloth down.
Okay. And you're going to do that then?
Well, my excavator is.
The
guy we'll hire to do them, he did the other two for us.
And then they set the
cone.
Continental then?
Is that Continental?
I'm Continental.
You're Continental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be Robert Lewis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then they set the cone over that fabric, and then they continue to backfill because water will run through the fabric. But the fabric is there to catch the silt.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're running sumps like this, about once a year you want to bring a pumping in or get somebody in there and clean it out.
Pull that.
You know, because you will get, you'll get fine gravel off of even asphalt, you know.
And you said you've done that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With the poorly constructed ones we've got now. And you've pumped the...
Every time grounds come out?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we make sure that they
How
get all
How much is silt. That? You said six times a year you're pumping.
$400.
Per times two, because there's two.
No, they'll charge us $400 for the two of them.
Does anybody want?
It's gotten a little of hand, so we bought it. We finally last year late we bought a sump. It's not a sump. It's a little pump.
Okay.
It's got a garden hose off the top so we can pump it out. I mean, just,
yeah.
You know, when you call Browns and then 2 days later it's full again, you know, the boss starts getting a little irritated.
Okay. So those are the front two. The third...
Third one is back by Selway,
mm-hmm.
going down that road.
Yep.
And that one is just gravel around it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, since I've ran that mill since 2012, mm-hmm. we've had Browns come out, even back there, two, three times a year, you know, just to make sure they get the crap out of it. You know?
And it doesn't get as much runoff and drainage as the front ones then?
No, it don't, but we get a lot of drainage off the road for Selway.
Mm-hmm.
And the way our driveway comes in there and the way the
you
road goes
through... You mean Montana Fabrication Works?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
What used to be Selway. You know what lots of people wish was not. Okay. You don't list the fabric... In your proposal, but
it's just part of what they'll do. I got a bid for the excavator to do the excavating work, and that included the gravel and the fabric and the backfilling and the cone and the cap and everything.
Because that's kind of important there, it seems.
Oh, it's crucial.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, in 2 years you'll have all the rock, you know.
Okay, so this will. Include
they can probably just revise it and put that in, and the town will have their own however they do procurement. I don't know, but
and if they'd like to inspect it before we do the final cover up, that's fine. Or they can inspect it; they can see the fabric after we get done too, for that matter. So,
does somebody have a thought on making a recommendation to the town for this project or not?
The prep for new asphalt then is you're not installing the asphalt, but you're preparing it for.
We'll prepare it for like MR asphalt or shadow asphalt. I got bids from both, and Just to repair where we'll have to have cut to put the new mm-hmm. sump in.
So that's going to be in addition to what we've got here then?
No. Let me look at my paper before I get...
I see what you're saying there. Because it's just prepped for it, right?
Yeah, right.
That assumes somebody would come yeah. put something there.
So three on the first section says prep for new asphalt, but you don't say that... But
then it says laid down 4 inches of new
cushion asphalt.
Oh, there we go. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. Yep. Good.
And install 3 inches to match.
Now, does this follow the purchasing policy with the town that we have to get 3 bids?
I don't know, but they would have to decide that. I mean, okay. This group's only mm-hmm. thing is to say, do we recommend yeah. this as a good project for the district, yeah. whatever the town wants.
And that's fine. I don't have an issue with that. The only thing is if they're going to hire somebody else, I want to see some sumps they've built because I don't want to go through this again.
Sure. I'm not saying no. I don't have any idea.
I totally understand towns. They've got their processes, and that's yeah. fine.
I think there's an X dollars. I thought it was 20,000, but maybe that's too high.
Well, it's an X amount of dollars to an X mm-hmm. amount of dollars for 2 bids, and an X amount of dollars mm-hmm. to for yeah. 3 bids. So I don't have that in front of me, so I can't remember. Okay. Thinking might.
But
well, I've got 2 bids on the dirt work and the asphalt work. So if they want to see the actual bids, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. So you've got 2 that come up with this then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not sure how to fashion a recommendation that includes all of that.
I guess we recommend, we could change the language, but that was what I put in there. Storm, water, drain, repair, I guess we might want to mm-hmm. change drain to sump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sump and drainage. Either.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It includes working on the drainage to coordinate with the sump installation then.
Okay. Can you say it? Storm, water, sump, and drainage repair?
Sure, yep.
And we can just attach this.
And I guess we could say per Continental Construction Development's proposal. And that would...
That way they can tie it together.
Yeah. Your connection with that facility is you have been working with it a lot, and you,
I'm the general manager.
Okay. For.
For BE.
Okay.
When I started in 2012, mm-hmm. we reopened that plant,
mm-hmm.
and I was just running it with 2 or 3 guys.
Oh, okay.
And then we did that for till 2015 when BE mm-hmm. bought the building, okay. and we started ramping up.
I just need to catch up.
we've got 12 employees and mm-hmm. do about 3 million feet of board, board mm-hmm. feet a month, our year.
Oh, nice.
And I make a motion.
Thank you.
To recommend to council that they enter a contract to accomplish the stormwater sump and drainage repair.
How's the airport doing? Are they still growing out there pretty good? Or
it sounds like they're doing pretty good this mm-hmm. year.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good.
Is the same gentleman still running?
And now, who completes this motion?
I'll second it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I vote aye. All present vote aye. So Rick, you are welcome to stay and see what we're going to do, or if you don't want to.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, awesome.
We have other stuff.
It's like, dang. Yeah. I thought we were
Do you want to add anything to the new expenditures for the light industrial district? Number one, the connection to the school, that's next for us. We can't legally do it.
Because it's outside the district.
Yeah, and it's not connecting. It's not just connecting infrastructure. Mm-hmm. It's going over there and doing a project.
Sure.
And then the town water and wastewater capital projects, potentially we could still put that in. The reason it didn't get done is they just didn't. They just didn't follow through with doing it. But it could. The district could pay a pro rata share of something for the treatment plants that they wanted. Do you guys want to move that back in? Just in case they do?
Why don't we leave it? I don't know. Do you want to leave it in case?
Yeah, I would leave it in.
Council. Yeah.
Are they thinking about upgrading the plant again?
I don't know if they are, but this was just for, like, they might need a new computer. So then we take the percentage of the district and say, district could assist with $500 of that purchase.
Yeah, I think the town's looking at water storage potential, and there's an ongoing thing of fixing the leaks.
Do you haven't done nothing with the leaks yet? I mean, the reason I asked is, I mean, that was a problem 20
sure,
years ago.
But it's like a whack-a-mole. It's like you fix it over here, and then you find out, it's over here, and then it's over there.
But
over
I thought they were way back then. Of course, the technology was really new back then. But way back then, they had a sleeve that they could put into the pipe and kind of like blow it up. And instead of replacing the pipe wasn't really an option because of the cost. Yeah. You know.
But I think a matter of identifying the worst problems and fixing those, and once you get it down, then it moves down the line to where you have to see, is it cost effective then to spend money to fix this when it's not quite as bad as what we fixed already. So there's leaks all over.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're done with the leaking. Do you want to? I have no idea what number to put on that. Number two, the town and wastewater capital projects.
Is this priority? I mean, is are you looking at what should be highest priority then?
No, question? Not necessarily prioritizing them. Just that these are out. Right? So we're moving them up. But they should have a number to go with this budget, ideally.
But you mean a dollar? I see.
And that was the problem before, that we never could. I mean, we can just plug a number in. We can just say $10,000.
I'm interested in number three. Well, I'll let you finish with number two first.
Okay.
But it's impossible to put a number on what the district's participation in water and wastewater capital projects.
Well, it's
going
the
to
top
be
one.
Without
I get it. I get that. But I mean, you have to say something, or you
is
don't have it.
Is the district 10% of the overall? Or?
And our budget then is 15.565. Is that what you're talking about?
So let's look at the budget. So we're bringing over 178.850 from last year, adding in 21.710. Now we have 205.560. And we have one expense that we're recommending anyway at this point for 12.9. And so all this does is we, as you can see on there, is it gives the town the spending authority in their budget. Oh. They still have to approve it.
It's a rich.
And they can also amend it. It's but, you know, I don't want to put something in here with zero.
Mm-hmm.
With zero.
Yeah.
I mean, I will if you all want me to.
Look.
So... this is an increasing balance that we're looking at as or the increment.
Right. The 21,710 is new.
Okay. And you're spending 12,900 or
right.
Whatever the council
moment.
Approves. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong one.
No worries.
So the question is, do we assign dollar figures to these items?
We do every year. Mm-hmm. We put something in
mm-hmm.
as an estimate. I mean, if we, for example, had some project over there once this was provided to the town and they approved it, mm-hmm. I mean, the town would just come back if they wanted to do it and amend this budget. It's not...
Mm-hmm. I'm just at a loss as to what sort of dollar figure or limit or percentage or whatever to assign to the district's percentage participation in water and wastewater capital
projects. I think the last time we had in 10,000 and they couldn't come up with it. They couldn't come up with 10,000 any dollars of cost, otherwise we would have spent it and we didn't.
Okay.
So just because you put it in here, you don't have to spend it.
Right.
That's, yeah. But the budget amount is a limit if council adopts it then.
No, I mean, they can always amend it.
Mm-hmm.
It is, here is our work plan and annual budget that we know today when we give it to you. If something mm-hmm. comes along that we couldn't anticipate, I would hope that it wouldn't just be like, wow, that's not written there. No.
Okay. And the items we're looking at are the water and wastewater capital projects.
At the moment.
Promotion of opportunities is dead right now because...
I think it is.
We can't...
Because that would just be guessing that somebody's going to have that conversation that we tried for months to have.
What was the goal? Of number three?
The goal was to, I mean, the kickoff of that was to talk to Dean and get him to let us have some idea of what he was doing with his property.
But beyond that, it was to talk to folks that may have an interest. That there was
right,
some
but we don't have anything to have an interest in.
How much land is there? Acre-wise, does anybody know?
Maybe 12?
12 acres, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
I think that was right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really small district. It's only 40 acres. It's the smallest district in the state. But it did its job. Its job was to help put the wastewater main line in mm-hmm. to you all and to what was then Selway. So, I mean, it's nice that now we have the district.
Yeah.
Well, it's a nice little piece of property he's got there. I mean, it'd be nice to see somebody develop it.
It would be great because that's really the only, like, commercial tax base of that type that doesn't, like, lend itself more to retail than the town has.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the goal, to try and get a little bit of tax base increase also for the town.
So we don't need money for outreach right now because waiting for Dean to decide that he's going to talk to people. Is that right?
Well, that's what I think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, again, we can always amend it. If somebody has a successful conversation, we can always come back and say,
that's true.
Yeah. Tough to do outreach if you don't know the properties available.
Right.
So, why don't we, do you want to throw a number at the water and wastewater capital projects share of, what's a number?
10, well, we could go with what we had last time. We could go with 10,000.
Sure.
And I'll check it. Yeah. I'm just saying. It wasn't a big number.
No, okay. I don't think it was.
And I'll lose that.
Okay, so then are we good with our new expenditures for 1920 to be the stormwater and the town water and wastewater capital projects?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm good with it.
I'm good.
I'm good if anybody cares.
Yeah. The beneficiary says he's good.
Okay, so John made the motion, Robin seconded the motion, we all agree. Mm-hmm. So that's what we'll present for the light industrial district. And I did talk to April about the budget, and I sent this to her. So I imagine if she saw something, you know, glaring, she would have emailed, but she'll look at it before it goes to the town. She also sent me the cash report, which you can pass around if you want to see it, but that's where I got the numbers in the first place.
Probably seen this.
Yeah.
Over and over, I bet. Okay. So now, do you want to look at the airport? Just sure. This one will be really easy because we're not doing anything.
What if you wanted to do something?
There's no money. So the thing in all caps, so on page 5 of the TED work plan, and then if you get the TED budget and look at them, you can see that in all caps it says below are last year's draft planned expenditures, all TED revenues going to the airport infrastructure debt service. That is $15,565. And that's all there is. So there can't be any other projects.
Okay.
Bummer.
Well, I mean, it's accomplished. That's a really cool thing that it participates in.
Yeah.
The runway expansion, which gets people to want to build a new hangar and create more tax base.
Mm-hmm.
We're all about that.
Good.
Okay.
That was easy.
I know.
You got no money, so you can't do nothing.
Can't get anything.
Just do you make a motion, somebody, to accept the TED work plan and budget?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll second.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we're all in favor.
And we're all in favor. Okay.
And we have a recommended replacement.
Yes. And so we have two people to replace, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so Rick has agreed to be
one of them.
Fill out the application. I'd like to ask Terry Nicholas if she would agree, or somebody from Montana Fabrication Works.
Oh, that would be fine.
Agree.
That would be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I will ask her.
Was she on it before?
She was, in the beginning, I think Max was on it, and then Max
embezzled
delegated to Don White here. What? What did you say?
I said, and then Max embezzled a bunch of funds. It was a joke. I was kidding.
The pipe outfit.
Specified fittings.
Zylers. Anybody on?
They're not in the. They're not.
Well,
in
they're
the
in the airport district. No, they're not. That's right.
How do we get them in?
Are they? I don't think that the any of that. There's no benefit to them for coming in. You know, when Sunway wanted to be annexed into the town, and then they had to pay more tax. The reason they agreed was because they wanted the municipal service, but there's no service at the airport, and I don't know how there will be because we never embarked on that.
Just thinking somebody big in the well we already
had. Once upon a time, there was talk of bringing the Y into the city. Did that ever...
The mayor has talked about that, but I don't know where that is. I mean, because you can't just bring them. They have to want to come. And maybe they do, but I don't know.
Well, they don't want it. You can bring them, but you got obligations if you do.
Yeah. You know. Right. And even so, I mean, some people might not want to be, you know, that it probably increase their taxes by about 15%. So some people don't want to go for that.
And the big attraction would be sewer, I guess, if that could sewer somehow...
Water. Yeah, sewer mm-hmm. water.
Out there, and that's a major undertaking to get across the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Well, not the bridge isn't really the problem. The problem is you'd have to build a substation to pump, you know, to the sewer system. That's expensive.
And maybe some right-of-ways. Hmm? Maybe some right-of-ways for people at that ranch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Thankfully, that's not on our plate.
Yeah.
At least for now. So does anybody have any other ideas for people besides those two?
Like you say, you're pretty limited.
Well, they don't necessarily have to be in the district, you know? I mean, Bill was
Dean
not
White's
in the
still district. Involved in the airport. He used to be.
I'm not Dan, sure.
Did you say Dan or Dean?
Dean.
Because, who do we have? We have Craig. Mm-hmm. But really, I can understand that if the airport folks, you know, because there's nothing mm-hmm. for them to really have to do.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Well, then, somebody make a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn. All agree.
We do.
I agree with I make a motion we back up the tape.
All right, well, somebody turn the tape off since we're adjourned.